In the next month or so, bottles of nicotine-spiked water will begin showing up on store shelves. It's called Nico Water. It's being produced by the California-based company Quick Test 5. Michael Kessler is the company's vice president for marketing, sales, and distribution. He joins us now from Miami, Florida, where he's based. Let's start with this. Who's your target market? Is it smokers, or is this just another thirst-quenching product with a bit of a kick?
No, not at all. It's for smokers. It's definitely for smokers. It's a controlled product. It's limited for people over the age of 18, and it's for people who smoke now.
When you say limited for people over the age of 18, is it illegal for people under the age of 18?
We have a statement, a violator on all the packages that require that they card the individual purchasing the product, just like they would for a pack of cigarettes.
What does the water taste like? Does it taste any different than other bottled water?
If you're a smoker, there's absolutely no difference in the taste. You won't recognize any taste difference. If you're someone who doesn't smoke and you try that water, it'll seem to have a peppery aftertaste.
Mm-hmm. So how do you expect smokers to use this product?
Well, like I use it. I fly quite frequently from Miami to Los Angeles and back again. And that each trip is a 7 or 8 hour ordeal. And during that period, I can't smoke. So at first, I started trying the patches to get me through that. And the patch, I ended up with heart palpitations. And it was just a very difficult experience. That took me several hours after I was done flying to overcome. So then I tried the nicotine gum. And I ended up with acid reflux and acid indigestion from the gum. And at that point, we were looking at the patent for the nicotine water. And I tried that, and it was just absolutely phenomenal. There was no after effects, no contraindications with it. And I took that, and I was satisfied for the duration of my trip. So, and now I use nicotine water, and I normally smoke 2 packs of cigarettes a day. I'm now down to maybe 7 or 8 cigarettes in a total day, and with 2 bottles of water. So it's meant to encourage people who can't, who would like to perhaps quit smoking and do not care to use the patches or go into a regimented program per se.
But your critics say that what this kind of water will do with nicotine in it will simply prolong cigarette addiction. That people who might have decided to quit, because it was inconvenient to fly coast to coast, won't quit.
Well, is that the idea? In other words, if you make it inconvenient to quit, I'll quit smoking? I don't think so. They made it very inconvenient for me to smoke, and they've raised the price of cigarettes exorbitantly. I haven't quit smoking at all. I continue to smoke. I'll quit smoking when I decide to quit smoking, mm-hmm. not when the government decides to tell me to quit smoking.
You categorize your product as a dietary supplement, which the FDA regulates more loosely than drugs, but that means you can't claim it cures or treats or mitigates a disease. But aren't you doing that when you say that this is a product that smokers could use to get through the day to help them deal with their addiction?
No, I think the law is pretty clear on that interpretation. The interpretation is if we converted this into a nicotine sensation program to get you to stop smoking totally, to eliminate the habit, because the habit is what is the disease, the addiction, then it would be classified as yes, mm-hmm. we would be trying to cure or prevent a disease. In that case, we're not. We're simply making a superior, healthier form of delivery system available to take nicotine.
Thanks very much, Mr. Kessler.
No, thanks to you. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you and your listening audience.
Michael Kessler is a vice president of Quick Test 5. Its new product, Nico Water, nicotine-laced bottled water, will begin appearing on store shelves in the next month or so.